Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
our friend Nate Scott reveals his choice for a perfect pop song.
Although our pronunciation may be less than perfect.
Okay, it's happy times because it's Friday.
Happy Friday, Jim.
It's a little bit sad, too.
Yeah, but you're looking great. You're much better now. You stripped down to your sleeveless undershirt. You're looking strong.
I can fight 10 men.
We've had the leeches on him for 48 hours now.
Right. He's feeling much better.
Okay, but I was saying it's kind of sad because it's the last day with Nate.
No, that's right.
Not forever, but for a little while, probably.
Yeah, for a little while. Yeah.
It's been Nate Scott Week here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Mm-hmm. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And the way we wanted to end up this week is with, this would be the second installment in a semi-regular series. What are you drinking over there, by the way? What
we have a 21st Amendment brewery, Brew Free or Die. It's their IPA. It's quite tasty.
So we do a kind of a semi-regular series we're calling Perfect Pop.
Yes.
Where people talk about a song that they just think was perfectly written, recorded, performed, what have you, right? Just perfectly done.
That's right.
And we've done this once before. You can go back and look where Patrick and I each made a pick. It's not like we're saying we believe there's only one perfect pop song. This is one of many on our list, and we'll probably revisit this from time to time.
That's right.
But since we have Nate here, I asked him if he has a pick for a perfect pop song, and he actually says that he has a list also on on Spotify called Perfect Songs. Mm-hmm. So we looked over that. You and I, Patrick, are each going to play something off of
his list.
Nate's list that just caught our eye. And then he's going to pick one from that as well and talk about that song, right? So do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Why don't you go first?
So the one that caught my eye on Nate's list here, and you can go to Spotify and follow Nate, find Perfect Songs. The one that caught my eye here is a little tune by Pavement.
Stop it.
All right, so let's cut your hair.
Second drummer drowned. That was sad.
That was off of Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I really like Pavement a lot, and they have a lot of great songs. But in terms of just like a pop song, I think that's sort of like peak Pavement in that way. You know what I mean?
It really
like,
is.
Where they sort of took their quirkiness but put it into like a more traditional kind of like pop structure. It's got like hooks, and it's got, you know, the kind of verse, chorus, verse. But yet it's still kind of goofy and weird and has funny lyrics and, you know, it's a little bit off kilter. And I like that a lot. That's a really good song.
Yeah. What possessed you to put that on there, Nate?
So this was, for me, the song that... So Pavement is, I don't know, one of my three favorite bands ever. And for me, this was the song that, you know, had those pop elements that made them so great and has that sort of humor, which is the reason I fell in love with Stephen Malkmus in the first place, is that, you know, this was really the first kind of funny, like, just, you know, they were serious, but they were funny. Like, their videos were weird and out there. But what I love about this song so much is that it kind of walks that line of, you know, it's got the crazy ending where he's saying, you know, Korea, and then he just starts screaming. Yeah. And it's nonsense, but then it starts with, "Darling, don't you go and cut your hair. Do you really think it's going to make him change?" And you realize, like, you know, this is his weird, off-kilter, strange song to the girl he loves who's in love with someone else. Right. And that's, and for me, it just sort of nailed me and just kind of that this was, I could have put 8 different Pavement songs on this one. For whatever reason, I just decided one song from one band. Jim had a similar rule for whatever reason.
That's really weird synchronicity. Yeah.
Yeah. And so for me, this was, you know, Pavement's one of my favorite bands. And this was, for me, the song that when I think about Pavement, this is the first song I think about.
That's cool.
Yeah. Great pick by both of you.
All right.
I'm going in a different direction.
All right.
Let's do it.
You know, when I looked at this list, man, there's some good songs in this list. And it's super eclectic, right? Did you look at this, Jim?
I did. That's how I made a pick.
Right. Outkast is on here. Sam Cooke is on here. Yes. I'm going to tell you. And also Wolf Parade. But the one right before that piqued my eye. And a couple of reasons I want to say this. So it's actually the 20th anniversary of Either Or by Elliott Smith. Like, I know XO is kind of the, you know, classic Elliott Smith record, but this one to me is like...
I've always been an Either Or guy.
Me too. It's almost, you know, kind of the perfect encapsulation of Elliott Smith as a acoustic singer at the beginning and then sort of more of a rock guy when it came on. You put Angelis on here. So let's hear a little bit of that and then we can talk about why you did. So, Nate, why that one on that record?
Well, to start, the arpeggios at the beginning of that might be the most beautiful sound captured in music in the last, I don't know, 30 years, whatever it is. And that was what sort of first drew me into it. I just, you know, aside from Nick Drake, I'd never heard the acoustic guitar played that lovingly and that beautifully. And that sort of, I've just never heard anything like it. And from there, Smith, to me, some people are just born with the melody gene, and you either have it or you don't. And not that many people have ever had it at the level that he's, you know, McCartney had it.
Right.
And for me, you know, Elliott Smith had it, which always cracked me up because they both started as bassists. And you listen to some Elliott Smith, and even when he gets into the rockier stuff, it's like, oh, okay, you know, this is a, and considering it came from a punk band called Heat Miser. Where he just shredded the bass and screamed,
right,
that he was able to produce these, and this has just always been the song that, you know, when I was writing in college and in high school growing up, this was just on repeat, and I would just listen to it on repeat over and over and over and just kind of fall into that, you know, letting it wash over you, just kind of writing and just, it's just become kind of a part of me.
It's interesting too that you led with the acoustic guitar, because I think some of the reason I like Elliott Smith so much is that he reminds me of John Fahey, who played these kind of primitive American melodies, yet, you know, he never sang, right? It was all instrumental, but then almost Elliott Smith sings on top of those kind of, you know, basic Fahey things. So
at least in my generation, there's this you know, idea that if you were an Elliott Smith fan, you are miserable and you were depressed. You know, it was sort of equated with depression because, and granted, when I was listening to it, and granted, the way he ended his own life is as horrific as imaginable. But yeah, so for me, it's because so much of his music for me is tied up with joy. And, and you know,
I feel the same way.
And there's a humor and there's a fun to his music and a beauty that it isn't just, you know, sad bastard music, but.
Yeah, and I was lucky enough to see him.
Wow.
Yeah, saw him near the end of his career, actually, in a great show at the 930 Club with Granddaddy opening up, which is an amazing band. So it was a great show. And although he seemed out of it and he seemed a little distant, when he sang, there was never any doubt that he was super connected to the audience and the songs he was singing. But, you know, between times, he had to gather himself. But, wow, it was a great show.
Can I tell a quick story? Met a guy recently. We were talking about Elliott Smith, and he told me this story, which is maybe the saddest story I've ever heard in my life, which was he went to a Elliott Smith show in New York City. I think maybe Mercury Lounge. I don't remember. But he said he was standing in the back, and there was a guy back there with him who, from the moment the concert started, just kept screaming a request for "Everything Reminds Me of Her." And after every song, he would say, "Everything reminds me of her." And the concert ended and Elliott Smith didn't play the song and walked off. And the guy just hung his head and walked out. Which is sad. Maybe the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's like, geez.
It's funny that you say, like, you know, not all of his songs were sad songs.
No.
But maybe it's just because of, you know, of the circumstances or whatever. But I feel like if I'm going to listen to an Elliott Smith record, I sort of have to be in a certain mood. It's not the kind of record I just put on any time.
No, that's totally fair.
Yeah. Okay, so Nate's going to pick one of the songs.
I'm real excited.
Off of his Perfect Songs playlist.
Or maybe something else. We're not limiting him to that, are
no,
we?
No, that's true.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We are.
Yeah. There are
rules here.
There are rules, Donnie. He'll do that right after this.
Hey, Jim, what are you doing?
You know, I'm just surfing the web, and
cool.
I happened upon this website called Rockin' the Suburbs. It's at suburbspod.com.
Ah, that's a great website. What a good URL.
It has little recaps of this really cool show. Mm-hmm. You can check that out. And then there's also this one great part where you click on it, and you get Rickrolled.
Sounds like a fun destination for all.
It's really fun. You go there. You just type in then the little bar up at the top, suburbspod.com. That's it.
And it takes you there.
It's free.
Okay. So you use your dial-up. First you dial in to the internet.
Yep.
Get that going. And you go to suburbspod.com.
Yep. And you will never leave. Okay, we're back. And Nate, tell us about... Now, your Perfect Songs playlist here has... Now 16 songs. Mm-hmm. I assume you're going to add to that over time.
I think as songs strike me.
It's not like a bracket, right?
No.
You have to have a certain number. Okay.
I do have a top 50 of all time, though, that I take songs off and put them on.
Do you?
I keep it at 50. I'm a lunatic.
Have you been seen for your OCD? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so if somebody said, like, well, just I only have time for you to play me one song off the Perfect Songs playlist, which one would you pick?
I'm going to pick Farewell Transmission off Magnolia Electric Company, a record by, I've always pronounced it Songs Ohia. I've heard it say Songs Ohia. If I'm screwing it up.
No, I'm with you on the former.
Okay.
That's the way I've heard it too.
If I did screw it up, call into the hotline and let us know the party line and let me know that I screwed it up. This is a song that for me just kind of talks about sort of the miracle of music. This was a song by Jason Molina, a guy from Ohio who played in a bunch of bands, recorded a few records. Jason Molina wrote this song, Farewell Transmission. It was recorded in one take, so the story goes. And I believe it was Steve Albini. I think that's right. And they just put all the musicians in a room.
Yep. He recorded a lot of their stuff.
Yeah. And the musicians, I don't think had ever practiced the song. He had sort of told them the way the song was going to go, and they just recorded it, and Steve basically said, that's it, we're done. And they recorded a song that I can't get over. It haunts me to this day.
The whole place is dark.
of town. Suddenly it all went down. Now we'll all be brothers. Oh, the fossil fire of the sun. Now we will all be sisters. Oh, the fossil blood. Someone must have set him up.
All right, Jim, add it to the list.
Add it to my list?
The perfect pop this, playlist.
Oh yes.
Officially,
yes.
This is on. Oh,
this is new for Jim, too.
Right. You're right, right. You're right.
So, I mean, for me, there is that spontaneity. There's Melina's delivery, the singing in it, as you mentioned, is just unbelievable. And what I love about it is, you know, the song has this, it's got a kind of country twang to it, but... some of his delivery is kind of punk, where he'll sort of spit out words and kind of really bring it. And but for me, you know, what I'll always return to is the lyrics of this song, which I think it's almost kind of magical realism. He's sort of tapping into this idea of the American heartland as this sort of mystical, natural place that informs him. You know, my favorite line in this song is "Mama, here comes midnight with the dead moon in its jaws," right. Which is just this haunting image of this of kind of the world and I don't know, that this, just everything about it, and it just, the instruments pile on top of each other and they're all just sort of jamming and riffing, and but it's, I don't know, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing, Jim.
That's great. I love it.
Almost like the band in some ways. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm. Yeah, there is that Americana element to it, but also super kind of punk rock at the same
totally
time.
Totally up to date with what he lived through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
All right. I love it. Thanks, Nate. You hold a place of honor. All right. So we do want to hear what you think.
Yes.
What your
of course.
Idea of a perfect pop song is. You That's can right. do that in many ways. You can call the Suburban Party Line. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
It is 612-440-1984. Leave a message, and that is the quickest way to get on the show. If you don't like that for some reason, or maybe you don't have a phone, maybe your phone was a burner, you had to get rid of it real quickly, then you should email us at rock@suburbspod.com.
Yes.
Or you can also just use the social media. Right. You can tweet at us at suburbspod, or you can find us on Facebook at suburbspod.
You can always stick your head out the window and yell.
Just yell.
That's right.
That always
works.
That does.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, visit our website, suburbspod.com, yep. And listen to the show
every day
on iTunes or Audio Boom or Stitcher or TuneIn.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Nate, how can people follow you?
I'm on Twitter at A Nate Scott. Not the Nate Scott, A Nate Scott.
A Nate Scott.
I'm just one of many.
All right.
So Twitter, A Nate Scott. And people can read your writing where?
At foxsports.com.
Yeah.
So and do who that. Do you support?
I support Fulham.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a soccer team.
What a good run in the FA Cup.
Thank you for letting me know.
It's a London team.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Dempsey, right?
Once yep.
played for the Fulham.
He did.
I know him. Okay, and I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Nate Scott.
Thanks for joining us this whole week, Nate.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
We would love to have you back again. And to our listeners, we'll talk to you all later. We'll be right back.
I'm sorry, another 20 years to television's 40th, Elliott Smith's 20th. Who's doing the math here?
Get it together. Yeah.